Welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. I'm Steven Rothberg, the founder of College Recruiter job search site. At College Recruiter, we believe that every student and recent grad deserves a great career.
And I'm Peter Zollman, founding principal of the AIM Group, the leading global business intelligence service for marketplaces and classified advertising companies. We consult with recruitment marketplaces companies and publish AIM Group Recruitment Intelligence and a free weekly digest. We also host the annual Global RecBuzz Conference.
This is the podcast for you to learn more about how to create, manage, and work with general, niche, and aggregator job boards and recruitment marketplaces. Hey, Peter, good to be with you again today. The weather is getting cold, which means only one thing. It's ice hockey time.
It is ice hockey time. My favorite team has started playing, and we love the Solar Bears in Orlando. We absolutely love them. They're a minor league team. The hockey is exceedingly mediocre, but the fun factor is extreme. And for $15-16, I can buy a ticket. I can leave my house at 6:15 at night and be there at 7 and enjoy the game. I can even leave at 6:30. It's just, I love the Solar Bears. So, and I love the name too.
Today's guest is Dennis von Olemirsch, the Chief Operating Officer of AIMWell. They're a new SaaS programmatic recruitment advertising platform, say that 12 times fast, owned by DPG Media. DPG, for listeners who don't know, is one of the largest media groups in Northwestern Europe, which for those of us in America, where we hardly know where Europe is, let alone Northwestern Europe. We're talking Belgium, the Netherlands, countries in that area. And DPG delivers a wide variety of content. They do news, sports, entertainment, and job ads, primarily to readers in Belgium, the Netherlands, and Denmark. Dennis, welcome to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast.
Thanks, guys. Great to have me.
It's good to have you. We saw you last at the RecBuzz conference, and man, that was a great time. And your presentation was well received, and we enjoyed hearing about AIMWell. We'll hear about it again today. So thank you for joining us. Are you in the Netherlands, I presume, or are you in Belgium, or do you happen to be in South Africa today? I mean, it can be anywhere, right?
It's all online, yeah? So it doesn't matter. I mean, physically, I reside in the Netherlands, yeah? So we have our main offices in Amsterdam, yeah? And I live nearby, you know? It's around 50, 60 kilometers from the office. For you Americans, that's, you know, that's around the corner. For us in the Netherlands, that's, you know, that's a long drive.
I presume if you live in Amsterdam, you live next to a canal. But no.
Yeah, but pretty. Yeah, I mean, I have actually water at three sides of my house. Actually, yeah.
Let's talk about programmatic, because I think that is of great interest to our audience. Before we get to AIMWell, programmatic is pretty solid in the U.S. now. Still kind of just getting its getting going in Europe, and not much at all in Asia, Africa, etc. I think you're much more of an expert than I am. Fill us in on what's going on with programmatic and why it's so important and why and how it works.
Oh, wow. So we have a 20-minute kind of podcast. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I said, we'll keep the questions short and the answers short. And here we are going crazy with the first question. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh my God, I heard three questions in one. Okay, I'll deal them one by one. Yeah, so programmatic globally, I mean, I think roughly you're right. Yeah, I mean, solid, of course, in the States, nascent in Europe. And I slightly tend to disagree with your remark on Asia and Southeast Asia. I mean, we're seeing traction starting to come also and demand in Southeast Asia as well. Not so much in Southern Latin America or Africa for the simple reason that, you know, due to the high levels of unemployment over there, there's not much need for extra sourcing. You know, if you already, I mean, like we heard in Amsterdam, if you already have, you know, on average 50 to 200 applies per job, there's not much need for programmatic. Yeah, but Asia is definitely coming. Europe is underway. It took a while, mainly because I think, you know, the traditional big job boards in Europe, as we all know, have fixed pricing models, which makes the switch to programmatic a bit of a financial cumbersome exercise. But I think, you know, driven by client demand, driven by labor shortages, you know, Europe is turning as well. And also that's, of course, why we got it again.
We'll be back right after this break.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.
Welcome back to the Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces podcast. DPG Media was really focused until starting Aimwell, or kind of going down that path, to powering its own local job boards, right? Right. And then you started offering programmatic job ad distribution. You're now doing it in multiple countries, including with job boards operated by other companies through Aimwell. Maybe you can help the listeners sort of better understand that journey from being, you know, running your own job boards to also doing just distribution to other job boards programmatically.
I mean, the journey was, I mean, it was not a premeditated one, I would have to say. We first developed a programmatic software for our own job boards because we were facing strategic challenges as a job board ourselves. You know, we were being disintermediated. We had an outdated business model with fixed pricing. So we kind of came to the conclusion that in order to, as a job board, to survive, we needed programmatic capabilities. Programmatic capabilities which would enable us to also switch to more performance-based pricing business models, and which would enable us to also source more qualified candidates. It was kind of a switch strategically from being, you know, platform to being network-centric. And I think that also ties to Peter's earlier question, you know, what kind of benefits does it bring? In essence, is around, you know, effectiveness and efficiency of sourcing, if I would summarize it in one sentence.
That makes sense. Efficiency of sourcing is something everybody's interested in. A lot of job boards work with multiple providers for backfill and job distribution. What about programmatic? If somebody's working with AppCast or PandoLogic, JobAdX, Jovio, can they also work with Aimwell, or is it a kind of pick your programmatic sort of thing?
We do see that, I mean, independent of Aimwell, we do see that job boards, or for example, I mean, you know, I would argue any large volume a recruiting company, whether you're a job board or a staffing company, I mean, usually is not married to one or the other programmatic platform. You know, they tend to switch. And however, if you have chosen one, you tend to stick with a certain platform for at least, you know, 2 to 3 years, you know, because the barriers of switching are quite large. And you tend not to work together with multiple programmatic, at least that's not what we've encountered, with multiple programmatic platforms at the same time. However, what we do see, and that's one of the reasons, I think one of five, I would argue, to consider for a job board, what we do see is that the current set of programmatic platforms or recruitment marketing platforms tend to be rather, I would argue, mono-channel players. Yeah, so we do see players having to work together with different types of suppliers if they want to cover the full spectrum of media channels. And I think that's something that we try to solve for, is to have, you know, a properly integrated one-stop shop for all media channels, not only aggregators, but also programmatic display. I mean, that's our core DNA as a media company, but also, for example, social, you know, and those are all separate specialisms.
The job boards that are doing programmatic already probably understand that they at times are sitting on one side of the desk. They're a publisher. They're receiving jobs and getting them in front of their users. At other times, they're what we at College Recruiter would call a customer, where they're receiving jobs from an Aimwell or an Appcast or PandoLogic. And we at College Recruiter, we do both of those. With Aimwell, for example, we're receiving a feed, right? Are you saying, Dennis, that job boards when they're buying traffic, that they should be sending their jobs to Appcast, to Aimwell, to some of the other players? Or are you referring to them on as publishers where they're receiving jobs from multiple sources, or both?
So at Aimwell, we do it one way. I mean, like we work together indeed with you, Stephen. At Aimwell, we facilitate one way. So we facilitate job boards, you know, or large staffing companies to send on their content to a media network to buy traffic, or, you know, and we optimize on apply starts or on applies. So that's the way we do it. And we tend to see that, you know, as I said, from a job board perspective, instead of, you know, having to work with several suppliers, you know, it might make sense only to have to work with one. Yeah. Also because, you know, as a job board, as you know, you want to have a kind of single view on, you know, on your job performance from what channels they're coming from. And you want to able also for that single job, they have a tool that enables you to influence the performance of that single job. And if we're working for every channel with a separate supplier, you know, that's going to make your life quite hard.
Dennis, you mentioned social media and job boards participating in that in some way. Do a lot of job boards you work with and recruitment marketplaces, really, we call them because it's much more than just a job board, but do a lot of the ones you work with and a lot of the job boards you're seeing work in social media and video with their employers and even their job seekers?
Yeah, good. A good question. Actually, almost all of them do some form of or facilitate some form of social recruitment marketing, either, you know, for themselves, but usually indeed for their advertisers. You know, some of them actually employ quite a large number of social marketeers to do so. But I think it goes to my point that every channel has its own specialism. Take social, for example. For example, next week, Meta is kind of, you know, sunsetting their special ad audiences, which impact social recruitment heavily. So, you know, A, you should know that, and B, then you should also have kind of strategies and knowledge in place to kind of circumvent that change. Otherwise, your social recruitment is going down the drain. And so it's really hard to find a partner who has the knowledge of all those channels and can also combine all those channels into one. And that's something I think, you know, one of the couple of things that are missing from a job board perspective, if you're looking at, you know, proper job board strategy execution, I would argue.
Let's talk about recruitment in general. Recession in Europe, either there or coming soon, probably there by now. recession in the United States, although it's the most bizarre recession, I think, ever in the United States. We keep adding new jobs, and the unemployment rate hits a record low, even with a lot of tech layoffs. How will recruitment marketplaces come through this recession? Is it going to have a significant negative impact, just a minor negative impact, or a positive impact?
Luckily, recruitment marketplaces have weathered through several recessions in the past as well. Yeah, so they'll remain there. On the other hand, if you look at, I think it can go both ways. Yeah, I mean, a recession is never good, yeah, because, you know, there will be higher freezes, there will be budget cuts, which will impact job boards as well. How it will pan out, given the fact, certainly in America and in Europe, that there's still huge labor shortages, and how those two will balance out, I think that's anybody's guess. So if I would make a guess at the moment, I would say a minor negative impact.
Dennis, in the minute or two that we have remaining, quick question for you. If I'm a job board and I'm already working with one of the programmatic vendors to distribute my jobs, or perhaps I'm exploring working with one for the first time, what would be the reason that I would work with Aimwell in to send my jobs out to other job boards, et cetera, instead of one of your competitors? Like, what are your competitive advantages?
Good question. I think there's five. So one I mentioned already, being able to act as a kind of one-stop shop for media. Number two, from an architecture point of view, we've built up our platform so that, you know, we automate, or we launch campaigns, marketing campaigns for every single job, meaning that, you know, we're able to combat the Pareto distribution problem and being able to steer job performance for every single job. I think number three would be that we're able for job boards to support multiple use cases through one platform, not only your always-on campaigns, but also your much-needed B2B product innovation, you know, launching media upsell products for your advertisers, getting into performance-based pricing. All those three use cases we can support through one and the same platform. I think the fourth reason would be that we do all of the above in a fully automated way. Yeah, you know, it saves costs. It's perfectly scalable. You don't need marketers to, you know, to tweak the bells and whistles on a programmatic platform. And last but not least, you know, we don't limit ourselves at media distribution itself, but also cover the data garbage in as data garbage out principle, meaning that we're able to help job boards also with, you know, job taxonomy classification, server side tracking, and measuring correct channel performance, you know, filtering out the bots, the duplications, and what have you not. Yeah, so I think five, in my view at least, five good reasons, Steve.
So we want to thank you for joining us today. And we want to ask you, if people want to get in touch, what's the best way? And spell Aimwell, because any logical person spelling it would spell it Aimwell, and they won't get you there. So as you tell us where to find you, spell it right.
Yeah, it's the correct spelling, but with one L, Peter. So that's the easy one to find me personally. Dennis van Olemeers, LinkedIn. I think that's the easiest one.
And for the listeners, it's Dennis and then VanAlleMeersch. Dennis, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me, guys, and good luck with the other podcasts that are coming up.
Cheers.
Inside Job Boards and Recruitment Marketplaces is a co-production of Evergreen Podcasts, College Recruiter, and the AIM Group.
Please subscribe for free on your favorite app. Review it. 5 stars are always nice. And recommend it to a couple of people you know who want to learn more about job boards and recruitment marketplaces.
Special thanks to our producer and engineer, Ian Douglas. I'm your host, Peter Zollman of the AIM Group, the leading global consultancy in the field of marketplaces and classified advertising.
Find out more about our reports on recruitment marketplaces, job boards, and classifieds, including our new recruitment marketplaces annual, at aimgroup.com/reports.
I'm your host, Stephen Rothberg, of job search site College Recruiter. Each year, we help more than 12 million candidates find great new jobs. Our customers are primarily Fortune 1000 companies, government agencies, and other employers who hire at scale and advertise their jobs with us. You can reach me at Stephen@collegerecruiter.com.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.